You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 189.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for joining us again. Sorry, wala kami last week. Medyo super busy lang. So, I hope you na-miss nyo kami. And we missed you. We missed you guys. So, thank you again for joining us. This is COVID break. And our topic for today is how to pandemic-proof your business. So, ang edition natin ngayon, Serial Entrepreneurs Edition. So, last time, ang guest natin, mga owners ng school. So, I just would like to introduce myself first. I'm Marv De Leon. I'm the founder of Freelance Blend and also the admin of this group, samahangroup.org. And with me today is my co-host, are my co-hosts, Shoden Abad. Shoden, can you say hi?
Hi. My name is Shoden and I'm an online video strategist, so yon, I help people who have businesses thrive dito sa pandemic by getting their word out and helping them avoid obscurity.
Parang nag-iiba every week, ha?
Nag-iiba-iba lang, ano?
And of course, H, Sumo.
Hello, guys. Ang hirap pantayan nung kay Shoden, eh. So, hi, this is H. I'm a content strategist and also the co-founder for Creative Labs PH. So glad to be here, and I'm so excited to talk with Ginger and Katie right now. Yes.
All right, close na natin yung poster.
Yes.
So yeah, introduce na natin yung guest natin kasi I'm sure mahaba ang ating show ngayon like last time. Parang inabot tayo ng alas 6 yata. So we'll go straight to the discussion. So first, I'd like to introduce si Miss Katin Gutierrez. She's a business owner at N-World. She also owns Jade Logistics, the Wellness Hub, an online store selling UVC lamps and devices. She's also the founder of Push, Purposeful Side Hustling for Working Women. It's a Facebook group, tama ba, Katin?
Yeah, Facebook group.
Yes. And then we also have Ginger Arboleda. She's the COO of Taksumo. She's also the CEO of Manila Workshops and a blogger at mommyginger.com. Hello, ladies. Thanks
Hello.
For joining.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Kayo? Long time no see.
Oo nga. Mga 1 month plus.
Oh, grabe. So, this is actually our 7th COVID break. So, we do this ideally weekly. Nag-skip lang tayo last week. We started
so 2 months na ba? 2 months anniversary na
parang technically. Ilang weeks na ba yung ano, yung lockdown? So siguro mga 9 weeks na, di ba? Mga ganon. So this is our 7th week. 7th COVID break. And yeah, we're just here to discuss ano ba yung mga challenges ng mga entrepreneurs so that yung mga nanonood sa atin at nakikinig ng mga small business owners can be inspired by yung mga experiences natin dito and hindi sila matakot sa pandemic na to na hindi sila ma-stop or hindi sila ma-pressure na to do something that will help their business. So yeah, so first siguro let's ask our guests so tama no, sabi ko kanina na when thank you first of all for accepting this invitation kahit very short notice. So, pati sa mga hosts natin, thank you very much. So, biglaan lang talaga. tapos nagkataon, I realized na pareho silang serial entrepreneur nga. So, let's ask Yuria Katin first. Ano bang, yung siguro, just brief description of what you do, yung mga businesses mo, ano ba sila, and then how are you affected by this crisis?
So I started prior to the crisis. I was a distributor of N-World. So that was my business for siguro close to 5 years already. So we are exporting skincare. Oh, we're selling it here locally, but pinakamalaking business talaga namin is sending it outside to our mga OFWs. They sell it abroad. So I assist them. I make sure that they get the products on time, etc. Syempre, when the pandemic happened, medyo maraming challenges with regard to syempre, logistics. Actually, yung logistics was born out of my need to send products abroad. So since I send products, nagkaroon din ako ng franchise ng DHL. So I was trying to build that sana to accept, you know, other padala aside from our products. So yun, when the pandemic happened, na put on hold yun. And we had to close also our shop in Dumaguete City. Yung physical shop namin of N-World and DHL dun sa Dumaguete City, we had to close it down. I had to let go of staff. I had to fight for their rights with Dole and DIR. Ayun.
Natatawa pa si
yun,
Katie.
Actually, how to pandemic-proof your business. Hindi mo talaga mapapandemic-proof yung business mo. Kasi we didn't know, we haven't heard of this before, di ba? So parang it was just do whatever you can as you go. Learning process every day. So yung isa naman na business ko, yung The Wellness Hub, I actually stumbled upon it lang when this pandemic happened. Kasi nung wala na, medyo nag-lilo yung Jade Logistics, which was what I was busy about prior to the pandemic. I made the Shopify store for my distribution business. And one of my clients in the distribution, a pharmacy, they're importing kasi mga lamps. So I purchased one and then thought of putting it on the Shopify store. Yun. Ngayon, ano na siya? Parang I think close to 3 weeks already and it's really doing well.
Wow. So, na.
Nagamit ko yung store.
Drop shipping lang yung diretso or is it in order tapos di-deliver muna sa'yo? Or drop ship na agad?
I process it pa.
May ano pa.
Processing pa. It's not dropship. Oo, yun.
Local distribution dito sa Philippines.
Local.
Local.
Nice.
So yun. Ano siya? Everyday learning process.
So yung Wellness Hub, parang naging result siya of the pandemic kasi nga nag-stop yung N-World tsaka Jade Logistics, tama ba?
Actually, yung N-World is ongoing naman. It's just that, syempre, understandably, some people are, you know, locked at home, they can't sell. Even our OFWs abroad, most of them are nurses, so they're frontliners. Medyo na-put on hold, of course, yung end nila na they pamper themselves, ganyan, na-put on hold yun. So, yun. There was a time also that me and my husband were like staring at each other and gagawin natin. So, but after a while, yun, nag-give naman to another business idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just for the information of our viewers and listeners, yung N-World is ano siya, 'di ba? Network marketing.
Yes, it's a network marketing business.
Oo. So yung challenge, meron kang clients abroad, ganun ba? Kaya ka nag-send ng products, nag-ship ng products out to them?
Yes, because most of our team, most of our distributors are abroad. Meron din kami dito, but a lot of work goes into sending products abroad kasi. So doon ako nakafocus.
Mm-hmm. Pero yung local part, hindi naman affected mga...
Locally, actually at first, medyo nag-lilo din. But after a while, kasi some of them no work, no pay din. And they have this business lang, you know, they can still sell to their neighbors. They can still send through Grab or LBC. So tuloy pa rin yung business. Buti nga, Marv, before the, ano, I think 2 years before this happened, we really tried to, ano, to migrate to online. Mm. Parang hindi na namin, parang ano na, sinanay na namin yung team to just, you know, send orders via email or messenger, yun. So, parang wala lang ding difference to us ngayon kasi hindi naman din sila sanay kumunta to a physical location.
Mm. Yeah, so buti na lang, nag-shift na kayo sa online.
Oo, buti na lang.
Okay, thank you, Katin. Punta naman tayo kay Ginger, so... can you talk about what's that? Taksumo, hindi ako masyadong familiar yata.
Ano ba yan?
Can you talk about yung mga rackets mo and how are your businesses affected by this COVID season?
First of all, hi everyone. So thank you for watching this live session. So, kachita nyo na naman kami. Ayan. So, I don't know where to start. Grabe, hindi ko alam saan ako magsimula. So, okay. So, number one, Manila Workshops. So, as you know, no, Manila Workshops is an events management company. So, we are focused on creating like educational training for corporate clients when we sort of like came into this pandemic. So, papunta na kami doon, nandun na sa business model, tapos biglang ito yung nangyari. So, yun. So, right now talaga, everything is on halt, on standby. Ayoko muna sabihin halt, kasi syempre, diba, I'm sure naman may katapusan tong pandemic na to, diba? But yun, it's on standby. So, I've been doing a lot of live sessions, webinars, guestings also for different brands. So that's picking up. Kasi grabe, pang ilang call ko na ata to today, di ba? I'm sure kayo din nakaka-relate, di ba? Every day, parang nakakailang online session tayo. So,
yeah.
So that's picking up. For Taksumo naman, that's also picking up. Well, obviously, because it's an online platform. That automates your taxation. So marami talagang people when they tapos sakto pa when they announced quarantine, no, itong ECQ natin. It was close to the tax deadline. So a lot of people were scrambling like paano ko ba mababayaran yung business taxes or yung professional taxes ko. So sakto lang din that yun, we tried to syempre right now we're still like educating a lot of people on how to use our platform. We're getting a lot of inquiries, lots of signups. So that's doing well. Another thing that's doing well right now is my blog, I think. I think.
Because, I think may analytics naman ah.
Yes, I'm sure. Yan, show that. I'm sure. Yeah. So, that's doing well, no? So, because yun nga, maraming people pa rin who want to convey. Parang may echo. Yes. So,
pamute na lang yung
maririnig ko lang yung sarili. Okay. Okay, there. Okay, so, yun. So, that's doing well right now because I think a lot of people kasi want to educate themselves, di ba? So, yun. And my focus talaga for Mommy Ginger is really to help people, like, thrive in scenarios like this because they understand their business, they understand what's happening to their business, and they understand actually their mommy life as well, like what to, like how to overcome the challenges of being a mom and being a parent, no? Not only moms but even dads. So yun, a lot of people are visiting mommyginger.com because of that. So parang they're trying to grasp like a lot of things, like paano ba mag-school from home while running a business or working, diba? So marami ding ganun eh. So yun yung mga nangyayari. Ah, plus another thing, meron din, I started recently a group of, it's actually a platform where women can meet other women and meet other investors for their startups or their profession. No? So that's called Startup Women Connect. It's Startup Women Connect Asia. The website is Startup Women Connect. Asia. So it's not only for the Philippines, but also for people, women in Asia. So, ganon. Yon. Which is also in line with Lean In, kasi I handle Lean In Philippines. So, as you know, si Sheryl Sandberg, she has this organization called Lean In. So LeanIn is, meron siyang leanin.org. So I handle the Philippine Circle for LeanIn. So yun, mabubuhay ulit yun because of what's happening and the support that women need at this point in time. And men need at this point in time.
Okay. So sana meron magkaroon din for men.
Oo nga. Sana si Mark Zuckerberg, no, gumawa rin.
All right. Siguro, yeah, my next question would be yung so you handle different types of businesses. So, ayo, paano niyo na the juggle yung iba't ibang hats na sinusuot niyo every day? And may difference pa now that yeah, naka-lockdown tayo, nasa bahay lang. So, at the same time, you also juggle hindi lang yung business but family life. So, yeah, how do you address that? Paano nyo na-juggle? Paano nyo na-prioritize yung mga tasks? Katyn, siguro ulit?
Actually, I'm struggling with that pa, Marv. I'm still struggling.
Lahat so, naman siguro tayo.
Oo.
Pero natutuwa ako kay Katyn kasi ano eh. Tawa siya ng tawa kahit.
Okay.
Alam mo yun. Very infectious yung ano niya.
Yung parang energy. Ako napatawa eh.
Natatawa kasi ako. Hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin ako marunong mag-manage ng time. Pero alam mo yun, if you have to do something, you just go ahead and do it, diba? Kahit na ano, kahit like now actually, admittedly, I have to send mga lamps to JT Express. Eh kaso, since yung JT Express ano lang, nakamotor lang, the guy comes over, but I have to go with the guy to the JT Express office. And ihatid ko pa rin yung lamps doon. So, and then pabalik dito.
Beats the purpose.
Yeah, buti walang checkpoint. Malapit lang dito sa amin. So, I juggle with a lot. Mas, ano ako ngayon actually, mas busy ako ngayon pandemic kaysa nung walang pandemic.
Actually, hindi ka nag-iisa sa ganyan. Parang lahat struggle. Kanina nga, I was answering Ray's question.
No, mas busy din ba kayo ngayon?
Yes, actually. Alam mo, kaya nga kanina, off-air, sinasabi ni Ginger na nagbibigay siya ng tip na value your time in the shower. Totoo yun.
Yun tip number one ko, guys.
So, huwag kang mag-alala. You're not agad. Alone.
So, siguro na, to add to that, yung point ni Katyn na yun nga, challenge, you know. Maybe a good mindset to have is like think of the things that you can control versus the things that you can't control. So a lot of the things that are in the news today are very like sort of negative because obviously that's what's happening. No, nakakalungkot, na extended na naman, di ba? Na parang hindi pa rin na yung mga frontliners natin, nasa hospital pa rin, naiiyak tayo sa mga videos. Kanina kakaiyak ko lang, may napanood akong video ng frontliner, umiyak na naman ako, mababaw luha ko by the way. Ewan ko bakit ko siya na-share yun, hindi yun. Hindi yun yung point ko. Yung point ko.
Tayo-tayo lang. Tayo-tayo lang naman eh.
Oo nga, yung point ko is, really, no, look at the things that you can control versus the things that you can't control. Because for those things that you can't control, basically, alam mo na eh, that you can't do anything about it eh. So when you see, let's say you read news, be aware of how you feel, diba? Like for example, I feel sad, pero you can't do anything about it, diba? So acknowledge the fact that you can't do anything about it. Now go now to the things that you can control, diba? So that's where time and productivity can come in. So for the things that you can control, what can you do about it then? Okay, like for me, no, what I do is I schedule my day, diba? So meron ako, I know Marv knows this then, na every morning, we have like daily syncs in the office. So from 9 o'clock to 9, 10, 11, hanggang 12 o'clock, meron kaming daily syncs with different departments. So that's already a time na spent with the office, diba? So, and then after that, syempre kakain ng lunch, very important that we take breaks every time, no? All throughout the day, even if you're managing a lot of things. So very important that you take breaks. And then in the afternoon, that's when I start to work. Siguro mga 1 o'clock, I start working, I start checking emails. So when you start working, always think that you have like you have limited hours in a day of things that you can control. So with that in mind, ano yung things that make sense to you? Ano yung mga priorities mo? So write down three things. I'm sure you're all familiar with that, no? Na parang you should write down, start with the three most important things so that at the end of the day, you still feel productive. So that's how you can like lay out your day. Well, kung wala ka namang call studying in the morning, then pwede na kayo magsimula with the most important things talaga. And very important that you start with the most important things because you don't want to end up na at the end of the day, parang, tika, anong ginawa ko? Nag-check lang ba ako ng email, diba? Tapos you feel na parang wala kang nagawa within the day, diba? So that's one, no? So that's another one, which is like start with the important tasks in the day. And siguro the third thing na I would like to share is, yun nga eh, na parang in terms of the goals, your goals, no, your priority. Kasi I'm sure your next question is, what do I prioritize, Ginger, diba? What do I start with? What do I begin with? So always align it with your goals, your personal goals. So for example, ako, obviously, top priority ko yung anak ko, diba? So for example, yung anak ko, she has to, she's still in school, by the way. Hindi pa tapos yung school year. So, nag-school pa siya from the house. So, obviously, that has to be one of the three, di ba? Na kailangan ko siyang turuan within today. And then, look at the other objectives that you can actually do within the day. And then, ganun siya. That's how, parang yung top three mo will always go back to your main objectives for yourself. So, ganun ko siya ginagawa. And then, kasi what you'll notice is that 20% of what you do on a day-to-day basis account for basically 80% of the things, diba? Of the things or the results that you get. So even if ang haba-haba, diba? Mga girls, mahilig sila sa mahabang listahan. I think even some men. So yung gagawin ko today, 1 to 20, diba? So, pero the thing is, hindi mo matatapos yung 1 to 20 na yun. So, ano doon yung kailangan yung unahin, start with that, and then at the end of the day, you'll know na may nagawa ka, you'll feel na may nagawa ka. Yun. Makes sense. Sorry. Ang dami ko sinabi.
No. Tama yun, yeah. I think.
Ayan, guys, so, narinig niyo yun, guys, yung sinabi ni Ginger. So, shout out tayo sa mga people who have tuned in. Hi, Teacher Marianne. Andito si Nix. Andito rin si John. Andito si...
Wow.
Si... Dami tao dito. Ah.
Julian.
Si Julian, andito.
Hello.
Si Brian, andito. And so we're saying hi to the... Guys, if you have questions for Ginger or Katen, and if you have parang made the pivot then with your business, let us know dito in the comments below. And yon. So for those of you who are just coming into the live stream, nadi-discuss ngayon yung how are people actually coping. So my question naman ako for everyone here, pati rin sa mga nanonood, ano yung parang pinaka unexpected na pivot na ginawa mo na never mo siyang maiisip before, like kunyari yung role mo as a person or as a business person. Like diba, napansin natin sila Andy and saka sila Ace dun sa naging accidental vegetable dealer sila. Like ikaw, ano yung accidental things na nag-work out for you right now? Ayun, that's my question.
Yeah.
Once oh, let's first, Ginger muna.
Go ahead.
Let you know.
Okay. Okay. So maybe the wellness hub. Kasi before, I thought mag-ano lang talaga ako, mag-focus on the network marketing side. Just, i-increase lang yung market, yung distribution namin abroad, ganyan. Pero ngayon, hindi din kami maka-travel, so we can't visit our team there. So, yun, yung very accidental lang talaga yung, itong new business namin. And very timely also kasi marami naghahanap din ngayon ng mga sanitation devices, diba? So, ngayon, uulan kami ng, and it's just the two of us, kami lang ng husband ko ang talagang gumagawa ng lahat from picking up the products and packing it and going on Shopify to manage the store. and going on QuickBooks to do the accounting, kami lang talaga dalawa, and handling the inquiries sa Facebook page. Yun, kami lang dalawa. So, yun, hindi ko alam paano namin nagagawa kasi before we had staff, hindi pa namin na-brief about this new business kasi magulo pa. And also, I discovered na pwede pala akong lumabas ng bahay na hindi nakaligo.
Ayun, no?
Ayun, eh, no?
Mukhang yung scene natin ngayon, showering, ligo.
Kasi sayang yung ligo, you have to go out. Diba? Pabalik mo, ligo ka ulit. Diba? And then, may makikita ka na naman, I mean, may kailangan ka na naman lumabas, ligo ka na naman ulit. So what I do all the labas-labas.
Batching, bale. Umaga. Batching.
Yes. And then, batching isang ligo na lang.
Tama.
Saka na tutupin mga amoy. Ano-ano, yung spray na may disinfectant. So lahat ng corner meron.
So follow-up question ko doon.
Ano ni Katie? Ay, sorry.
Ay, sorry. Sige, go ahead, H.
Wala, sabi ko lang, ang cute ng tawa ni Katie. Parang nakakagaan ng...
Ang gagawin ko nga, i-re-record ko yung tawa ni Katie tapos...
Inailang.
Ano? Sa mga next, sa mga COVID break natin. Okay lang, Katie.
Ano yun, Marv?
Yung tawa mo, i-re-record ko. Tapos sa mga next COVID break or sa podcast, yun yung ano, background na noise na.
Kala ko, gagawin mong ringtone eh.
Pwede rin.
Paka-feminine, ano? Pangarap ko yung mga ganyan tawa eh. Sa akin, wah!
Ako rin eh. Hindi ako ganyan
eh. Ano din, shout out kay John Dapagulayan.
Wow, idol!
Hi daw, Katin.
Hello. Yan. So yun, Katin, sabi mo yung nag-aral, nag-gumawa ka ng Shopify na store. So ano po yung background mo, banking?
Banking,
accounting, tama ba? So paano mo na, ikaw lang ba nag-gumawa ng Shopify or kayo ng husband mo? May experience ka ba doing websites before this? Or talagang na-force ka because of no choice eh?
Oo, I started lang kasi wala akong ginagawa nung start of the pandemic. We went into quarantine early kasi yung husband ko is immunocompromised. So, parang I think a week or two before the actual ECQ started, nag-isolate na kami. So, I found myself not doing anything. Nag-TikTok. By the way, follow me on TikTok.
Yeah.
So, nag-TikTok na lang ako and nagluluto. Mag-MasterChef level na talaga ako. Yun. And then sabi ko, sige mag... I have some mga courses on Udemy na hindi ko pa nagagawa. So sabi ko, I'm gonna restart everything. So I did yung Facebook ads and then yung Shopify. So may mga paid courses na ako before na hindi ko na ano. So binalikan ko sila. And yung sabi ko, sige nga, gawin ko tong Shopify for our N-World business. May retail sa N-World. So sige. And then, yun, I stumbled into this, yung lamps. Yun ang pinasok ko. Yung retail ko, actually, yung retail products ko sa N-World, hindi ko pa napapasok doon sa shop. Kasi medyo wala ng time ngayon. Yun.
Parang na-feel na pwedeng mabenta tong mga lamps. Anong klaseng lamps to again? Sorry.
UVC lamps, Shamarb. Mga, yung sanitation lamps.
Ah,
so,
okay.
You don't use it when people are around. Pag sanitize ka na ng room.
Uh-huh.
Yun. So, madami ngayon kasi bumibili ng mga doctors. They're preparing their clinics for reopening. And mga restaurants. Yun. So, sila yung mga, customers namin.
May demand talaga, no?
Oo.
So siguro, yes. Kwento ko rin yung background namin ni Katie. So si Katie, na-meet ko yan sa isang workshop ko, nag-attend, I think, 4 or 5 years ago pa. Nag-coaching kami, di ba? She hired me as a coach. And then, matagal ko na sinasabi sa kanya to build her personal brand through videos. Pero I think at that time, parang nahiya ka pa, di ba? Tapos na lang.
May yay naman ako hanggang ngayon, Marv.
Nag-TikTok na, may mga videos na comedy. Kaya nagulat ako kung ginagawa ni Katie na. Parang, ngayon pala.
Influencer na talaga.
Anyway. Wala, ano lang, inaaliw ko lang yung mga ano ko friends on Facebook. They give me also ano kasi fuel. Kasi every time they, you know, when you post something and then people, you know, you make people laugh and then they send you messages na, "Uy, nasaan na yung iba? Napipressure ka tuloy gumawa ng iba pa."
nakaka-distress din naman talaga yung TikTok. Yung
ayan, no, like, si HL TikTok. TikToker yan, no?
Does it help ba sa business mo? Like ikaw, Katie, or whether TikTok or basta videos, especially sa network marketing, does it help?
Well, it makes you more relatable kesa naman when you post. I don't know if you've seen some network marketers din kasi their style of marketing on Facebook, alam mo yun, yung the usual join me or whatever, yung basta alam nyo na yung mga ganong language.
Mga ask me how ganon.
It's better to, you know, it's better to just show what you really are made of and just let people decide if they wanna, if they need your business and, you know, if they need to join you or they need to be coached by you in doing that business, yun. So, yung TikTok naman, yung TikTok ko naman, it's not really for business, but I guess it helped show people na what you really are. Ganun.
You have a personality.
Si Ginger naman, yung question ni Shoden na parang yung pivot, ano yung pivot na ginawa mo? Accidental
pivot. Well, accidentally, naging teacher ako ng anak ko. Bigla. Hindi naman. Parang, ano ba? Ano bang accidental thing? Well, dito, I think what I started during that quarantine period, yung group na yun for women. So, yung Startup Women Connect Asia. Matagal na yun eh. Actually, matagal na namin pinag-usapan ng friend ko, si Kat, one tech startup founder din. Tapos parang, ngayon lang naging parang totoo. Nandyan na. So, parang wala akong ginawa nung buong quarantine, kundi maging host. So, parang ang dami kong na-interview, ang dami kong nakilalang mga iba't ibang people. And also yun, I guess parang for the longest time, I've been saying na, kailangan ko na talagang parang buhayin ulit yung vlog ko, ganyan, ganyan. Pero walang time, alam mo yun, because of like ang daming businesses, I need to focus on Manila workshops, I need to focus on what you call it, Taksumo, nakalimutan ko.
Ano nga yun?
But yun, but now kasi dahil nga ang daming time, so I enjoy it eh. I enjoy talking to people online. Like I enjoy yung mga conversations like these because it, tama si Katie eh. It brings out like the authentic side of people, no? Parang talking to people na interview na hindi like presentation, hindi mga presentations na ganon. Na you get to see another side of them and you get to see the more vulnerable side of the person. So yun, I enjoy talking to people that way. Ano pa ba, yung mga accidental stuff. So yun, nabuhay yung mga ganon. And I think a lot of people right now, kasi yun yung, that's what they turn to, no? Content creation talaga. Like, yan, TikTok, although hindi ko pa na-try. Feeling ko hindi ko kaya. But yan, yung TikTok, diba? So vlogging has been a huge hit. Ang daming webinars, online sessions, Zoom calls. So parang, I think it has brought people out of the, alam mo yan, out of the fear na hindi ko kayang mag-video or hindi ko kayang to put myself out there in front of a camera. And then Zoom has actually done that or itong mga online platforms, StreamYard or Be Live, diba? They've parang encouraged people to sort of, yeah, kaya niya yan, diba? Kaya niya yan, kaya niyo to put yourself out there. And I think siguro, one important thing then at this point in time na napansin ko about people is, sorry, about people because I love observing people, no? Alam to ni H. Na parang I love looking at them. I love trying to analyze like how people are doing things. I think one of the things na nakita ko right now is it's really a time for people to build their online presence. yun, kaya daw namin mag... Sabi ni Ray, kaya yun ni Zika mag-TikTok. Wala na distract. Yun, so, but it's the time. Speaking of that. It's the time for people to build their online presence and credibility, di ba? Kasi yun nga eh, parang, now, ano bang, what's happening, no? If you look at people, what's happening? They're all uncertain of things to come. They're all not sure. They all have trust issues. Kasi parang, what am I clinging on to? So, a lot of people now are looking for trust. Ano ba yung pagmumulan ng trust? Who can I trust? Who can I listen to, di ba? So, now is the time, if you're a business, I'm sure maraming businesses na nanonood din na, this is the time to build that side of your business, to build trust, to show people that you empathize with your customers, no? Especially yung customers ninyo. This is the time, basically. So, alam to ni Marv, nag-email ako sa lahat ng subscribers namin. And take note, sorry sa mga email marketers kasi alam ko meron tayong right way of doing it. Pero ako, wrong way. Talagang in-email ko sila personally. So, ngayon, yung email ko na flood. Kasi,
that's good. Tama yun eh. Kasi, sa meron ako nabasa si Jeff Goins, meron siyang book called Artists Don't Starve. Yun, so kumbaga yung notion na yung mga artists like creatives, writers and stuff na di ba yung starving artist, fake daw pala yun kung marunong mag-position. So yung ginawa niya, he until lumagpas ng 10,000 yung list niya, sinasagot niya isa-isa yung mga tao sa email niya.
Oh.
Ganun siya hardcore. Tapos yun, tumas yung engagement niya sobra.
Totoo.
So,
yeah, so yun yung ginagawa ko ngayon.
May time naman tayo eh. So, kung may time ka talaga, that's really the best way kasi yung personal touch is something that is being craved for by people, diba? So, yeah. The more you're in touch like as a company, as a brand, or even just as a person, that's a big bonus. And if you have the time to do that, syempre, yung automation naman is just there to make it feel like it's a personal touch, diba?
Yeah.
So, the email marketing, it's really just there so that meron tayong way to emulate that. Pero that's still the number one, the real thing, diba? So, tama, hindi yun
mali. So, tama naman pala ako, shoutout kay Alan, shoutout kay John. Tama naman yung ginago.
Diba, when you send, like, yung mga emails, parang you make it very personal na parang kausap mo isang tao. So, ito, mas maganda kasi inisa-isa mo talaga. So, very personal.
Nakakatawa pa nga show din, Marv. As in, yung first email ko, konti lang pumansin kasi akala nila parang bot. So, yung next email ko, hello guys, hindi po ako bot. Ako talaga to. Sagutin niya naman ako. So, ang daming sumagot sa akin, like, ay, Ginger, so sorry. Akala ko kasi bot ka. Ganyan-ganyan. Ikaw pala talaga yan. Tapos parang ang dami rin parang naging very appreciative. Kasi parang, oh, grabe, yung COO, siya mismo nagkumakamusta sa amin. And take note, hindi lang customers namin yung in-email ko, pati yung hindi namin customer. Ayan, oh ayan, meron daw, got that email. Ako yun.
Kaisa.
Got that email, yun na.
Ako yun, sagutin nyo.
Ba't ako wala, Ginge?
Ano ka ba?
Magkatabi kayo eh. Sa office.
Wow, yun. So, yun. Ako talaga yun. Yun. Ina-announce ko lang.
Katin, can you hear us? Okay na yung
audio mo? Yes, yes. I can hear you na. It worked. Yay!
Yay!
So, balik tayo sa pivot. Si Shoden, saka H. Anong, meron bang kayong ginawang ganun din, pivot during this break?
Actually, kasi hindi naman siya more of pivot kasi parang ako sobrang, I guess with, you might say na swerte lang kasi medyo matagal na yung tinatry kong transition from offline video, di ba? Like, ang background ko naman, which you guys know is I used to personally go to shoots like, yan, si Ginger may mga projects sa kami, di ba? Nandun ako sa bahay ni Ginger dati, nag-shoot kami eh, kay ano mo din sa hotdog. Di ba? So, pero literally, like, those things from physical shooting, like, because of COVID, nawala na siya. Literally, may mga friends ako sa industry ng mga videographers right now na wala silang project. Pero, yung, this is something na I'm really grateful for is because may mga clients pa rin ako ngayon online kasi the demand has shifted. Kumbaga, although wala nga siyang local na mga event-based shoots, like, kunyari may client ako na pupunta dapat sa Pilipinas, may event sila. Wala na. Hindi mo na pwedeng ituloy yun. Kasi even after COVID, bawal na yung mga mass congregations na yan, di ba? So, the thing is, dun naman umuusbong sa online consumption yung mga tao. So, there's still that demand, pero hindi pwedeng mag-shoot. There's still that demand, pero hindi pwedeng mag-shoot. So, people are actually shooting in parang alone, and then, dumadami yung time nila for production, but wala rin post-production masyado for editing. So, dun ako nakakita ng parang demand. Like, kagabi lang, meron akong friend na nag-anap ng editor na inasahan ko ng kasi nag-literally, dun sa network ko ng mga editors, pinasahan ko lang ng isang job. May trabaho na kagad yung isang friend ko. So, nag-spark yung idea na, what if parang gawa ko ng parang agency type of system where I parang curate ko yung mga magagaling na mga friends ko mag-edit, and then parang tutulungan ko sila makahanap ng mag-employment. Kasi sila yung mga walang mga shoot ngayon. At marunong sila mag-edit. So, yan yung isang pivot na iniisip ko. Tapos, yun, sa e-com, tama si Katen na it's booming, lalo na yung mga sanitation, health, immunity, vitamins, tapos home office, anything that helps people get through this pandemic better. So, yun yung mga nagbo-boom ngayon eh. So, ang ginawa ko, kumuha ako ng mga, kami ni H, mayroon kaming client na nasa e-commerce. Tapos yung product nila, health equipment, di ba? Like, literally yung binibenta nila sa Amazon, mga ganun. So, pasok siya sa pandemic, alam mo yun. So, you have to really think, hindi mo pwedeng i-approach lahat ng mga nag-i-ecom. For example, huwag ka mag-approach ng mga nagbebenta ng alahas right now, like super luxury na mga things. Kasi those are the things that are going to be parang put aside muna for now. So look for those niches na are also selling well so that ikaw din, in demand din yung service mo. So we just have to think about. So yun yung mga naging pivot ko, Marv, so far. Yun.
Ikaw naman, H.
Ako naman, naging accidental host. actually, alam ni Ginger to kasi Ginger and I have been good friends. Tapos minsan nagdi-discuss kami. Parang ako, I was thinking of becoming a coach later on. Gusto ko kasi maging writing coach in the future. Pero, you know, we have demons inside our head. Tapos sabi, you're not good enough. So, I've been going back and forth. Nakas maka RuPaul, di ba? Parang it's always been like a question of confidence for me kasi parang feeling ko hindi, wala pa ako dun sa ganung level for me to be really speaking out my message. But with you this know. Pandemic, di ba? And then kasi before this, ano naman, kumbaga parang minsan na-invite ako to talk to share what I know, ganyan. And I always think na parang ano pag nagkaroon ako ng talk show, anong gagawin ko? Parang I didn't feel like I was someone who people would listen to. Pero itong pandemic, because of the things that I enrolled in the past, like for manifestations, kasi I've been working a lot with like transformational coaches, specifically si Martin. So I've gone through a lot of transformation. I've gone through like learning how to manifest things. Tapos ngayon, natutuwa ako kasi bukod sa, ang dami talagang mas maraming opportunities right now na it was so different from what I was thinking before na parang, ay, pandemic, mawawalan lahat ng trabaho, mawawalan lahat ng ano. So parang, I was thinking that was the scarcity mindset that I had before. But nakakatuwa kasi itong pandemic na to, the more I went out to share what I know, the more opportunities came to me. Like, ito, I just got enrolled sa coach ko na 6,000 pounds yung worth ng program niya. And I got in dahil kailangan kong matutunan yung process. And then yung client namin na show din na I'm currently learning. Parang mo nabuhatan ng katana. Oo nga eh. Mas mabigat pa siya sa akin. So parang, yun talaga pinaka biggest pivot in my mind, like the scarcity, leaving the scarcity mindset behind, like learning how to, yun nga, be vulnerable enough to admit that I'm not as perfect, I'm not like everyone else, but I have something to say. Saka isang malaking part pa nun, yung becoming this support for women, for moms na who's also trying to cope with this, with being stuck at home. Yung nga tinatanong ni Katie kanina, parang, mas busy ba kayo? Oo, te. Alam mo yun, parang, yung anak ko, mommy, look at me, mommy. I said, can you stop like for a minute and then mommy, oh my gosh, parang kung alam mo lang kung gaano kasi yung struggle ng pwede pa dyan ka muna sa corner. So ako talaga, yun nga kanina sinasabi ko kay ano, I learned how to meditate in the shower like for 16 minutes ganyan. So I've already spoken with women na talaga nagsistruggle kasi hindi talaga madali itong nangyayari, but you know, I guess that's the struggle. It, alam mo, it helps to think that you're not alone in this, na hindi lang ikaw yung nakakaramdam. And kahit wala kang solusyon na maibibigay dun sa tao na kausap mo, it matters for someone to just listen. True. Parang yun talaga yung pinakamalaking pivot for me. It's like getting myself out there, being vulnerable with the things that I don't know, and sharing what I know. Kasi parang feeling ko ito yung tama lahat ng sinasabi ni Ginger. Everyone is looking for something to learn. Like, that also, itong pandemic na to, it tends to bring out the worst in people and the best in people. So, ako din, yun din yung hindi ko akalain na parang, okay, so I think I have something that can also make me a leader of some sorts in this field. So, yun nga, kahapon, meron akong kasi yung client ko naman na isa, yung events day. Sobrang struggle kasi talagang, paano ka mag-e-event? Diba? Bawal nga. So, isang strategy namin is to do online interviews, like featuring our partners and doing digital marketing. And I was talking to the interviewee I had last night and she was telling me na, you know what, ang laki nitong impact ng ginagawa mo. Like, no one in the events place business does this like you do. So, sabi niya, ituloy mo lang. So, ayun, nakakatuwa naman yung mga ganong sentiments. So,
yeah.
Yun. Dami ko na sinabi.
Yung to add to H, no? Like, people think kasi parang we're on a race. Yun yung parang hindi ko maintindihan, like, with all of us, no? Even me, sometimes. Like, kailangan ko maglabas ng content today, tomorrow, at the day after tomorrow. Tapos parang, niisip ko, like, bakit? Ano ba yung race that we're a part of, right? Like, parang, sino bang nakikipagkarera sa'yo? like, isipin
mo lang. Paano na yan, yung human race?
Daddy joke! Daddy joke. Ayan. Ganun.
Freelance plan talaga to eh. Ito yung mga chatroom
natin. Okay. Pero diba, come to think of it, like, sino ba? Yeah. Like, who are you competing with? Diba? So, also a good point na that Inch mentioned, no? Always go back na to, bakit nyo ba ginagawa to? Like, why are you doing it? Is it for yourself? Like, for H, it was obviously for herself. Kasi parang yung sabi niya na natutunan niya yung mindset shift, that's for self-development of us, for self-growth. So, if it's for yourself, then do it if you feel that you can become a better person after doing whatever it is that you want to do, then go for it. No one's stopping you. What's stopping you really is ikaw. Ikaw lang talaga yung sinasabi yung voices, pero hindi ko gagawin yung ginawa.
Yung more judgment, di ba? Parang meron kang certain judgment about yourself na parang feeling mo, ah, ito yung tingin sa akin ng tao. Pero in the end, everybody is just thinking about how to go about the things that nobody really cares about what you do. So, bakit ka mahihiyang ilabas yung content mo, di ba?
Exactly. Totoo. Like, kunwari, kanina si EJ, first time niya mag-moderator. Kasi normally, panelist siya, guest speaker, gano'n. So parang wow. Kinakabahan siya, kasi sabi niya, hindi ako extrovert, ganyan-ganyan, hindi ako mag-unika, ganyan. Ano sabihin ko, hello, how are you? Yun yung nagagawin mo, hello, how are you? So parang yun, so parang the only thing that was stopping him from actually being a really good moderator was himself. Kasi feeling niya, introvert kasi ako, hindi ko yung kaya makipag-usap. Kaya mag-present, pero hindi ko kaya makipag-usap. Pero diba, that's ice. Baka mamaya nanonood siya. But yun. Yeah, tapos another thing then, yung nagustuhan ko was, yung sinabi ni H din na, yun nga, this is the time to learn, no? Like siya, nag-enroll siya sa mga classes. I think I mentioned this to Ray in one of our conversations, kay Ray Baguio. Like, isipin mo, maraming nabalik sa'yo na oras. Kasi hindi ka na nga nagko-commute, di ba? Papuntang work. So, ilang oras ka agad yun? Like, 1 hour? So, pwede
3 hours ka agad yun.
Di ba? Like, some people nga, 3 hours pa eh, di ba? So, this is the time to take back that time. Di ba? To do something for yourself and learn. So, like, ngayon, ako, like, before yung quarantine na to, sabi ko, nako, wala akong time to read books. Like, para sinasabi nila, a CEO reads 50 books per year on the average. Ako parang, ako nga, 5 lang eh. Parang ganun, like, 5, kahirapan pa. Like, sa year, di ba? In one whole year. So, sabi ko, pwede ba yun? Possible ba yun? Apparently, this quarantine has actually taught me na itong duration ng ilang weeks na ba tayo? Like, 7, yung sabi niya kanina, 7 to 9 weeks.
Or 9.
Ayun, 8 to 9 weeks. Nakatatlong books na ako. So, para ako, oh, kaya pala. Basta ibalik lang yung oras, di ba? Like, ganun. So,
pwede ka na CEO ng Taksumo.
Oo, oh, pwede na ako CEO.
Ako naman, just to share, since nag-share kayo ng pivot, I think ako rin may major pivot this, nagkataon this COVID break. So, I joined again the corporate world. So, parang naging perfect, I don't know, perfect timing lang na in between the second week ng quarantine, I was supposed to transfer na, pero lang na move to the following month. But, ayun, it's a major shift to me. And, syempre, yung experience ko, I left Taksumo with a heavy heart na because of this opportunity. So I don't think alam ng karamihan yun, but yeah, so kaya na miss ko nga yung mga kinukwento ni Jane siya na mga calls na ano na with a team. So yun, it's a major change kasi siguro yun yung industry, well, familiar naman ako sa industry, but getting to know again yung mga nangyayari and talking to new people and stuff and learning about the company and the product. So it's a major shift for me. I think yung learning ko 5 years freelancing na para mas may tapang ako to follow what I really want to do. Parang yeah, I want to go back to corporate, then I can do it. If hindi mag-work out, I can go back to freelancing. So I think yun yung naging learning ko. And nagkataon nga, inabot ng COVID. Kaya yung first day ko sa company, virtual talaga. Yung mga employees na iba, kilala ko lang through a profile picture. Hindi ko pa sila talaga nami-meet. So it's a unique and weird situation. But at the same time, lucky na rin na meron pa rin work na yung company na I was able to get hired by. So, yun yung akin, yung pivot. So, I think, meron ka ba yung share? Show din?
Yun, so...
Congrats, Marv!
Congrats thank talaga you. Kay Marv.
Shout out sa boss ko.
Tsaka alam mo, Marv, mas kailangan ng corporate ngayon yung mindset ng freelancing kasi dapat talaga may option na rin yung mga tao nila to work from home. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, it's the perfect time din.
Tingin ko, ano to ni Marv experiment kasi may freelancing ano siya eh.
And,
yung ano kasi, like, diba, the world is turning remote. Yun yung isa sa trends na we're looking at and we're already starting to see. Kaya, meron ako actually nahanap na stats na gusto kong i-share. na nagba-validate din dun sa pivot ni Katie kanina dun sa sanitation ng lamp. And dito yun, like for those of you guys who are watching, this is a comparison between March 2020 and 2019, like how products and categories are faring over the over that specific period. So kinumpare lang nila kung ano yung itsura ng sales ng products na yan. So ayan, makita niyo dun sa pinakamalalakas na mga categories, yung mga medical, yung pinaka 600%, 500%, you know, yung mga pagkain. Tapos, you know, monitor anything that allows people to work from home and also take care of their pets. So, if you guys, yung cat litter, 125% yung task na compared sa last year. So,
ano to world, wide to worldwide?
This is coming from Shopify na market data. So, lahat ng mga categories na kinuha nila. So, for almost e-commerce. Like,
global. Mm-hmm.
So, medyo ano to, medyo it reflects naman sa totoong market natin locally. Kasi, although sa simula ng pandemic, we've had the experience of parang constrained shipping. Right now, di ba nag-open na? So, sabi nga natin, Lazada is now shipping. So, people are starting to see this as something na positive. So, dati lang, kinabahan yung tao mag bumili online, pero nawala ka agad yung parang hesitation na yun because walang ibang mode of getting your goods. So, ayan o, yung mga pagkain din, salt and pepper seasoning, may mga coffee, wow, mga skincare. So, yung N-World, magta-try din yan actually if may maayos na siyang shipping system. If you look at it that, this way. So, ayan, like, yan yung mga major na mga stuff na kahit hindi ka naman nag-e-com, you have to think of it like this, like kami nga ni H. Hindi naman kami nag-e-com per se, pero pwede kaming mag-reach out. And you, ikaw din, if you're watching this right now, pwede ka rin mag-reach out sa mga manufacturers naman ng mga ito. So for example, ito si dog food. E di, mag-anap ka ng mga dog food suppliers or dog food distributors, di ba? And you can do their email marketing. You can do their, like kung ako yung video, yung edge ko, I can do edits for them or help them grow their online presence through video, di ba? So there are a lot of things here that you can technically, like, wow. Isa-isain mo yan. So kunyari, who are the top 10 dishwashing suppliers sa buong Pilipinas? So, yun, tanongin mo sila kung kailangan nila ng service mo or if they actually are, parang may nakita kang butas dun sa system nila na how they're doing it online, di ba? So, ito pa lang, sa listahan pa lang na to, guys. I hope na you're excited and you can generate ideas from this. Kasi, kapag, like right now, as if you're an entrepreneur, like yun nga, sila Jin, saka sila Katen, na-excite yan sila ngayon. Oh my God, ano to mga lang? Ito yung... Ito talaga yun, kita ko yung mga face ko eh. parang ako nga, no? Like, ito yung okay. Next yung bibilin.
Okay, like, I want to add with
na Shopify store eh, habang nagsasalita ka eh.
Oo, oh, so, yun guys, ilalagay ko yung link dun sa chat para puntahan niyo.
Ayan. Ako, I want to add to what Shodin is saying, kasi yung isang client nga namin is with Amazon. So, pinakita niya rin yung same data na ganyan. Pero, ang isang interesting na data doon is yung bring the experience from outside in. Ganun yung term nila eh. Parang bringing outside experience in. So, more people are into doing things their own way. Like, dahil nga wala naman silang gagawin, nasa bahay lang sila, inaaraw nila like baking, ang daming bakers ngayon, ang daming mga chef, ang daming mga gardeners na nag-aaral na ng bagong skill, like pandemic proof and all. So it's also a great opportunity like for content creators, like for TikTok. Ang daming ngayon sumisikat na TikTokers, not because of their dancing, but because of their like tutorials. Content. Like kung paano magluto ng ganito, paano yung waxing, alam mo yung everything has like this.
Kala ko yung mga ganun.
O hindi, actually, ang laki na ng pinagbago ng TikTok. For those who don't know, 2018 pa po ako nagti-TikTok. So, parang experiment. Wow. Pero hindi wala talaga. As in, parang ano lang siya. Parang joke lang talaga. Wala kayong makikita sa TikTok. Pero, if you, I saw the transition of it becoming like one of the hottest platforms. Kasi ngayon, pati mga doctors na bibigay ng tips sa TikTok. Pati yung mga plastic surgeons. Tapos, if you're a content, eh, sabi nga ni Sir Ray kanina, yung mga content creators, mga content
Balang tawag, yung tawag dun, H, sa bibigay ng tips sa mga doctors sa TikTok, ano? Tip doc. Joke lang.
Ayun. Ayun.
Nice. Chinek ko kasi yung profile ni Katie niya ngayon lang. Ang dami niya palang TikTok na videos.
Oh, diba?
Patay!
Tapos dati nahihiya pa yan, ha?
Diba?
Anyway, so my question si Ray, balikan natin, yung slump days, yan. Do you guys experience slump days, some slump days where you just feel unproductive? Sabi nga ni Bruno Mars, I feel like not doing anything. So, ano kayo, ano bang ginagawa niya pag ganyan?
Nako, oo, totoo yan. Meron talaga. Especially the start of this pandemic, I don't know what to do talaga. Wala pa tong wellness hub. We were just parang figuring out stage magagawin natin. So I spent my day lang I used to spend my day I wake up 10 a.m. Super unproductive talaga. 10 a.m. I wake up, I cook. And I really take my time cooking. Tapos, TikTok. Tapos, wala. Kaya kung mapapansin mo, ang dami kong post dyan. Yun yung mga days na unproductive ako. And in between, thinking of what to do next. Ganyan. And meron niyang mga nagpo-post eh. Parang, I don't know if you've seen this, yung parang, don't force yourself into being productive or something like that. Parang give yourself time to ano. So parang, yun ang naging ano ko. O, sabi dito, give yourself time eh. Diba? So, walang pressuran muna. Ganon. So, I guess, allow yourself those days na ano, pero don't stay in it too long. Parang, siguro, allow yourself to just pause and think about what to do next. Pero, yun, once I got this, I knew na what to do with N-World and with Jade talaga. Yung Jade Logistics talagang I parked it muna, later na lang. But N-World and Wellness Hub, once I got this going and I knew na what to do, parang wala na din akong spare time eh. Like ngayon, puno na every minute of every day, puno na. I go to bed at 3 a.m. I wake up ng 7 or 8.
Grabe ah.
Oo, kasi ano eh, kami lang talaga eh. So, yun.
At least that's a good problem to have right now.
Mm-mm. So, enjoy mo na yung mga times na unproductive ka. Maybe it's just, you know, God's way of telling you na, ito, conveying to you the message na there's something being prepared for you and merong something. So, parang reflect on it muna because pag lumabas na yung ganyang idea, wala ka ng spare time. So, enjoy it lang. Yun.
Ikaw naman, Ginge.
Tama naman yung sinabi ni Katie, no? Like ako, pag I feel like this day is a day na gusto ko mag-relax lang, na-relax lang talaga ako and then I don't do anything. Like yesterday, kasi yun nga, kunakwento ko sa inyo before the show, no? Na parang, yun nga, may sipon ako. So, ang hirap. Pero there are things then na, okay, so okay, yun. Go with the flow una. Just relax. Pero pag meron kang talagang kailangang tapusin and you don't feel like productive at all, maybe may tinatawag. This one I always share sa mga talks ko on productivity, no? There's this thing called the state of flow or the flow state. It was from a professor named Mikali. Hindi ko ma-pronounce yung last name. So, gawin na lang natin Professor Mikali.
Mikali Csikszentmihalyi.
Oh, yun! Good job! Congrats to you!
Yun!
The flow state. So, that's what really helps me go through yung mga task ko for the day. So, for example, ako, ginagawa ko, let's say, wala akong masulat. Most of the things that I need to do now, my deadlines are for vlogs, yung mga scripts ko for vlogging. So, ang ginagawa ko, what I do is I edit muna na lang yung mga past work ko. So, it gets me to that point na nag-iisip ako ng mga stuff already to, parang, ano yun, gets me to that state na nakakaisip ako ng panibagong topic, anong angle ng bago kong script, ano yung angle ng bago kong, let's say, presentation na kailangan kong i-present for a webinar. So, that. And then, sometimes naman, ayun, I shift like from staying here, kasi alam nyo, ito yung eternal background ko. Like for any webinar, mapapansin nyo, nandito ako sa room ng anak ko. So, I transfer. Basically, I transfer like elsewhere. I go to the dining room or kahit na sa bed, even if people say na minsan yung bed, you shouldn't work sa bed. But it gets, kunwari sa mga slump days talaga, kailangan ko talagang mag-go to that area eh, para lang makaisip. And then, what else helps me? Music also helps me focus. So there are some people na music or some people naman you watch videos to get your creative juices flowing. Kasi like sa, di ba, kunwari mga videos, let's say productivity videos, business videos, kahit na actually mga videos, kahit anong video actually eh, sometimes mapapaisip ka, oh, bakit ganito to? Parang ganon, di ba? So, or makakaisip ka ng something to help. Or parang you get to that state of flow. Yung state of flow na yan, it's basically a state wherein you're happy about everything, no? You produce endorphins. So that's what you want to get to, no? A state where happy ka, masaya ka, ganon. So minsan naman, as simple as nagda-dance party kami ni Zika dito. So pag sinasabi ko, hit it! So magpapatugtog siya ng music, tapos magda-dance party lang kami. Tapos okay na kami, masaya na kami. So kaya na namin to go through whatever tasks we need to do for the day. Tapos, ano pa ba? May isa pa akong inisip kanina, nakalimutan ko na. But yun, that's, yun yung mga tips ko. Like, yung actual things actually na ginagawa talaga dito sa bahay.
So yung flow na ba yun? Hindi ko pa nababasa yung book. So para yung parang yun nga, go with the flow, parang may momentum ka na, na ride that momentum, na happy ka, ganun ba?
Yes. Alam mo, ito pala, sorry, naalala ko na yung sasabihin ko. Kasi for people naman who have teams, naalala ko kasi nakita ko si Marv. Ang ginagawa namin sa operations, kasi si Marv marketing. So iba yung the way I conduct. Siguro one of these days I'll share with you like how I work with different teams then. Kasi I work with operations, I work with marketing, I work with product, I work with dev, no? So sa operations meeting, sa daily syncs namin, sila yung pinakamahaga. So, sila ay 9 a.m. group. Ganun. So, sina Marv, 10 a.m. group yan. Kasi marketing yan. So,
parang GMA lang pala. Parang Monday.
So, yung operations team ko, yan yung pahirapan. Parang, syempre, di ba? Parang antok-antok pa, kakagising lang nila, ayaw magpakita sa camera kasi kakagising lang, di ba? Tapos, sila pa yung pinaka-boring na work kung tutuusin mo. Kasi ang ginagawa nila, syempre, daily grind, di ba? Operations ka eh. So, processing today, recon, processing, di ba? So, walang, let's talk to the users or let's interact, di ba? Wala silang ganon. So, sila yung pinaka-mahirap ilagay sa state of flow. So, what we've been doing ever since the book that I've read. So the book is, yung tinanong ni Marv sa akin recently, kung baan, ano nga ba din? Bezos Letters. So I finished that book already. Tapos ang ginagawa namin, nagta-thought starters kami every day. So yung thought starters na yon, I give them like one principle a day, and then iisipin nila all throughout the day. And then the next day, magre-report na sa akin. Hindi report, but really sharing session. Like, feeling ko short-term thinker ako. Like, kanina umaga, ito yung pinaka-recent na topic namin. Kanina, I was asking them, actually, yesterday, I asked them, what do you think? Are you a short-term thinker or a long-term thinker? Parang ganon. So, how do you, like, what are your long-term plans? No, how do you see how do you see Taksumo like 5 years from now? Ganon. So may mga ganon kami Miss Universe questions na nag-start kami sa mga ganon
sa lahat. Or sa lahat? Sa ops lang or sa lahat?
Sorry. Sa ops ko lang ginawa.
Akala ko na-miss ko yun.
Hindi. So, Pero matagal na namin ginagawa yun, Marv. Nandun ka pa. Ginagawa na namin yun. So, sa
to ops, get them, you know, parang mas less bored, ganun ba?
Oh, kasi, ano eh, ang hirap kasi to jump na kakagising mo lang tas parang, oh, ilang filings natin today? Oh, nasaan na tayo? Na-achieve mo ba yung goal mo, di ba? So, di ba ang hirap na parang to jump agad sa, tika, magre-report ako, nasaan na ba yun? Kailangan ko gumising na maaga, di ba? So, hanapin nila yung report nila, magre-report sila sa akin. So, habang nandun sila sa, so, ang bungad talaga namin lagi, oh, let's start with your thought starters today. Ganyan. So, Jojo, anong tingin mo sa universe? Ganon. So,
para,
ganon.
Yung para ma-jumpstart lang yung mind nila, yung parang mapaisip sila. Kasi nga, yes. Yung nasa mo, ops is more rutinary yung tasks nila than creative compared to, let's say, marketing or dev.
Yes. Kasi ano eh, like parang, it's work pa rin. Don't get me wrong. Ha? Hindi ako nagtatanong, ano mas gusto mo? Ice cream o cake? Hindi ganun yung mga questions ko. Pero yung mga questions ko, still parang is aligned to like your objectives of company. It's still a little bit basically about yourself and about the company, no? So, ganun pa rin siya. It's still challenging. But in a way, it's not that hard. It's not that, okay, work na tayo mode. Gets. It's more of like, okay, ano pa ba yung iba? Like, okay, one question was a few weeks back, as in like many weeks back. Kinala ko, so what was your biggest challenge so far sa task mo? And what did you do to overcome it? What, ano yung mga lessons that you've learned from it? So see, it's still work, pero it's not like ilan yung filings, ano yung ginawa mo kahapon, bakit hindi mo sinagot yung client, yung mga ganon. So, yeah. Ganon siya. Yeah, yun. So yun, naalala ko na
yung
sabihin ko.
Yung ba yung nalimutan mo sabihin?
Yung nalimutan ko sabihin. For people na may mga teams.
Okay. Yeah, siguro yung question ko, since Ginger and Katyn, you represent different industries, di ba? Magkaibang industries like si Katyn sa network marketing, e-commerce, logistics, Ginger, startups, events, tsaka blogging. So, sa mga nanonood sa atin ngayon who are in those industries, what can you, siguro, if you can, for each industry, ano ba yung, and they're not, parang yun, no? They're discouraged or demotivated. Anong kailangan nila gawin? Anong, where should they start? Katyn?
Yeah, with,
let's say, with network, siguro, yeah. Let's start with yung network marketing. Siguro yan, marami tayong, marami mga network marketers. So, ano ba yung nangyayari ngayon sa industry? And, ano yung tingin mo they should do to overcome this crisis?
Yeah, there are some people in this industry actually they think na it's a time to lie low right now kasi syempre we're individuals and we're forced to stay home, diba? But if you're it's you can choose to think that and you can also fight it and say na you can do it online naman eh, diba? So with network marketing, siguro use this time to learn. Kasi ang network marketing kasi it doesn't happen overnight. Yung it's not something na yung alam ng marami na you join and then yayaman ka after a week. So it takes a long time na pag-aaral. It seems simple enough kasi benta ka ng products, ganyan. Pero it takes a long time to actually get in the groove. So, itong time na to that you're forced to stay home, practice your craft din. Para lang din yan nagbebenta eh. Nagbebenta, in our case, nagbebenta ka ng soap, diba? Kasi lang din ng nagbebenta ng soap sa tindahan. So, kami din, nagbebenta din ng soap. Parang ganun. So, it's really the same. Use this time lang to learn. Maganda nga yung sinabi kanina ni Ginger eh na to get in the flow na parang if you feel unproductive, mag-ano ka, mag, ako nanonood ako ng mga trainings na dati wala na akong time to watch trainings eh. Ngayon, since I'm stuck at home, set aside time to really seek out yung mga coaches talaga na maayos. Alam mo yung kami, we subscribe to mga trainers na international.
Naputol yata si Katyn.
Nag-freeze yung ano niya.
Freeze ka.
Hmm.
Nawala ako. Nawala ba?
Ayan. Ayan.
Nandiyan ka pa.
Okay. Yun. So, yun, trainings. Trainings talaga. And then, take time to practice. Ang mabigat din kasi with network marketing, since we are essentially mga individual people trying to do business. Ngayon, di naman kami lahat trained to be business people. So, yung iba, nag-work, tapos bigla nilang nag-stumble into a network marketing opportunity, and then bigla nagka-products that they have to sell. Parang ganun. Wala pa naman talagang training to do it. So, minsan na babug down sila with discouragement. Yun. Alam naman natin lahat, pag entrepreneur ka, dapat matibay ka sa mga discouragements, diba? And it takes practice para tumibay ka. Diba? So you have to be exposed to a lot of rejection. So what better time to be rejected than now?
Yeah.
Yun. So just go out there, just sell your stuff. It applies not only to network marketers lang naman, but also to people selling, kahit sino ka pa. You're selling training, you're selling actual stuff, diba? Just go out there, market your stuff. Kung ano nakita mo na parang mali yung approach ko sa kanya. go to another person and then market it a different way, di ba? So, kailangan lang talaga tumibay. Ako dati, before network marketing, nahihiya talaga akong magbenta. As in, nag-work pa ako sa bangko noon ha, naka-blazer. Siyempre, paniwala na talaga ako with the concept of network marketing eh. Kasi affordable siya and, you know, I have the money to spend. Magkano lang naman yun. Napakadali niyang gawin. So, but, ang pinakamahirap na ng time na yun, I was an executive and I'm supposed to be selling soaps. Nahiya ako. Nahiya ako sa mga tao. Ano lang sabihin ng mga tao? Diba? Naka-high heels pa ako kasi may bit ako naman kung ano-ano, diba? Pero when I started doing it, and in the 10 years that I, close to 10 years, in the 10 years I've been doing it, nawala na lahat ng hiya sa katawan ko. Kahit anong ipabenta mo sa akin ngayon, push. Diba? And yun kasi...
May bago tayong topic sa next ano. How to make benta kahit ano.
Yes. Kailangan mo talagang tanggalin yung
hiya. High heels.
Yung ano ba, yung concept, yung mindset mo na ay baka nung sabihin sa akin. Di ba, Age, sinabi mo kanina, na baka sabihin, ay baka nung sabihin niya, baka naghihirap na ako, kaya ganun. Di ba? So, yun, ngayon wala na talaga. And it took me 10 years para mangyari yun. Eh kung wala ka nun, you can't even hope to become an entrepreneur kung may hiya-hiya ka eh, di ba?
Kasi tapos dapat matanggal talaga yan, yung notion na selling is medyo sleazy. Or selling is not a good thing. Kasi yes. I also have that kind of mindset before na parang ayoko niyan kasi bebentahan, di ba? So once matanggal na siya and talagang genuine naman yung approach mo, wala ka namang kakahiya kasi you're helping them solve a problem, di ba?
So, yes.
Yun lang yung dati rin na nag-struggle din ako doon. Kaya nung before ko siya na-realize, ano, parang kailangan lang pala nang tumawid sa mindset na yun. Kasi otherwise, hindi talaga sila magiging comfortable, di ba?
It's not your job naman to sell them anything. It's your job to provide a solution. If what you have is not the solution to their problem, then no worries, di ba? But look for that person na solution yung binibigay mo. Solution sa kanya yung binibigay mo, di ba?
Oo. Sobrang alaki ng lesson na yan. Naalala ko tuloy bigla kasi hindi mo man pala sila kailangan bentahan, pero take them to a place where they can say yes or no. Yun yung mind doon ako dun eh.
And be ready to accept if they say no. Kasi it's probably not for them at this time, di ba? But you have to hear that no eh. Sa network marketing na tinuturo, you have to go through a lot of no's. Like, 98 no's before you get 2 yeses, parang ganyan. Yeah. So, yun, you have to get through, past those no's. Wala ang no, wala lang yan. Parang, ano lang yan. It's something that you have to arm yourself with kung gusto mo maging entrepreneur. Yun.
Alright. Thank you, Katie. This is our, ano na pala, last question. We're about to wrap up. So, siguro, ano na rin, Ginger, same question. Pili ka lang ako anong industry, is it the startup or events industry? And then, siguro, and then, yeah, we'll go to H and Shoden for their takeaways. And then, we'll ask you to promote your businesses.
Yeah, sa akin siguro, Marvlo, being an entrepreneur or even like a freelancer or any professional, it's always been challenging. It's just that it's extra challenging now because of the things that happen. So, parang we shouldn't lose that long-term thinking. Going back na to yung topic ko kanina umaga dun sa team ko, no? Going back to long-term thinking. Kasi parang this will eventually, syempre, stop also, no? Itong crisis that we're having right now. Matatapos siya. So, the thing that we can control is how we react to it, how we take away things or learnings from this challenge that was thrown at us. So yun yung parang what we should think of right now. Hindi siya parang our each and every move is not like just for the short term benefit of, let's say, your company or your profession. No? You have to look at it as the move for the long term. Kasi parang marami right now na yun nga eh. Like for example, as customers, we buy kaagad, di ba? Because maraming nag-impulse buying ngayon na para, mawawala ng, bukas mag-grocery ako, bibiling ko na lahat kasi mag-lockdown tayo for 1 month, di ba? So, most of our decisions right now are very impulsive. So, maybe look at that also from a point of view of a business owner or professional that you cannot make decisions that are impulsive at this point in time. So, yes, you can pivot, but make sure that you're pivoting because you're still thinking of that long-term vision that you have for your company or your profession. So that's one. The second thing na napapansin ko is don't lose yung empathy. Because at this point in time, maraming mainit ang ulo, maraming naiinitan at mainit ang ulo at the same time. So, alam mo yun, we sometimes fail to hold kindness pa rin, hold on to kindness. Like, people forget that, yun nga eh, I think naging post ko to ng isang araw, like, last week, no, na parang people tend to think that we're talking to robots online because everything, everyone's online. Wala yung complete senses related to what you shared this morning na article, Marv, no, na parang we lose that, not only yung sense, wala pa yung sense of touch eh, walang feeling, walang, it's just limited to sense of yan, seeing and hearing, di ba? Emotional sometimes is not felt over like Zoom calls or StreamYard sessions like this, no? So we sort of fail to see na kailangan pa rin natin maging empathic of other people, no? So always have empathy, always put yourselves also in other shoes and see kung ano yung baka naman may pinagdadaanan sila, that's why they're that way. Or you also be kind to others, diba? So, yun yung, I think, 2 tips na, or 2 things na gusto ko pa rin i-share sa mga business owners and professionals natin ngayon.
Alright, thank you, Ginger. So, H, your takeaway for this session?
Sa akin yung flow. Para yung kay Katie na sinasabi ni Ginger. Kasi it's easy for us to like focus on what's going wrong na minsan nakakalimutan natin yung blessings. Parang a few days ago, I was listening to The Power of Now. Na parang sinasabi niya, the reason why we feel guilty about things na na-experience natin, like, you feel guilty because you don't, like, achieve the goals that you set, or you feel guilty because you don't feel like you're productive enough. Is because you're focusing your energy towards the past and the future. Now, instead, you should be focusing on what's happening right now, what's your flow right now. So if you feel like you're not being productive, just lay down, experience the moment. Kasi dadating naman yung time na mapapagod ka ding mapagod. So, ayun, just honor your flow. Don't take it too heavily against you. Yan lang, just go with the flow. Tapos matatapos din, yun. yun yung pinaka-takeaway ko talaga.
Meron lang mag-aas sa atin, StreamYard crash, ano ba tawag yun?
Mr. Hello!
Hello,
wow. Hello sir!
Kamusta na? Hello sa mga nanonood sa Facebook. Hello, hello, hi.
And guys, ayan, meron tayong cameo. Cameo kay Brad Fitz.
We're happy to see you. Parang ano eh, para tong yung mga 80s na sitcom na may papasok na guest. Oh,
may cameo. Actually, may live stream ako na 6 o'clock eh. Wala na akong ginagawa. So, I might as well. Hello, everyone.
Kung alam ko lang, Marv, na papasok si Fitz.
Naku, hindi ko kinabit yung soundboard ko eh. Pero marami na akong nag-gate crash na mga live stream na naka soundboard ako. Natutuwa sila sa mga applause at saka sa mga tawag rito, cheer na mga,
o yung mga
sound effects. Oo.
Teki and Steve Fitz, meron kaming pinaglalaro ng mga toys ngayon sa audio.
Yes, oo. Yan. Yung number one learning ko ngayong quarantine, yung mga audio editing tsaka mga audio stuff, no? Yan.
Okay. So, paano to? Show then your takeaway. Nanood ka ba kanina, Fitz?
Pasilip-silip.
Ako, ano, yung takeaway ko.
Nalala ko si Conan O'Brien, parang ganun yung nagka-crash ng mga Zoom sa mga, ano eh, sa mga company Zoom. So, nice. Okay, go ahead, sorry, show then.
Ano, ang biggest takeaway ko is kailangan ko na yata mag-TikTok. Hindi. Pero ano, atuwa kasi yung exercise ni Kaitin din sa ano eh. Sa profile. Pero ano, yun din, like, it's great to see na people are still on top of things. Like, alam natin naman na it's a heavy feeling, like, pag tumingin ka sa labas, parang may makikita kang dark clouds. Ay, teka lang, may bagyo pala. Pero, pagka, usually, di ba, yung buong COVID natin, it's easy to feel na depressed ka kasi makikita mo sa news, makikita mo sa mga police nagpa-party, tapos lahat sa atin bawal sila. May mga party-party and then other things are not going right for the economy. Pero, yun nga, like what Ginger taught us kanina na it's better to do and focus on things that we can control so that yun nga, you can still be mindful. And sabi nga rin ni Katie, what she's doing right now, she's learning. Bigla siyang naging accounting, ano, one-man accounting department, as what she said. So there are also, aside from the real threats, the real danger that we all face, like, it looks like 18 months talaga to eh. To make it really, to be honest lang. Aside from those real things, there's also real opportunity. There's a lot of things that we remain and should remain grateful for. So that's what we should focus on. Every day, like what a lot of our friends dito sa group natin are saying na, be grateful for the little things. So dito ko nakita sa call na uli na to, na if you have that parang entrepreneurial parang spirit, makakita mo, instead of this being a dire situation, it's actually exciting. So sana din we can all go out of this na naging, either kung hindi man tayo naging mas mayaman, mas physically fit or mas healthy. Like ako, nagkasakit ako the past few weeks kaya medyo laylo ako sa content, but ayun, lumalabas na. Hindi nga, wala kang test. Pero di sa amin kasi sa PAGASA, yung mga dole out ng pera, medyo, di ba, pangit. Nangyari, siksikan. So, yun. You have to count that with everything. Like, there's something like this happening and then there's also a positive thing. So, yun. And it's also exciting to see entrepreneurs like Jinj and Kaitin na they look at the situation, accidentally, may business siya na bago. Ngayon, ganun eh, like, may Shopify si Kaitin ng lamps, tapos si Ginger naman, tapos H naman, parang host, tapos si Marv nag-pivot sa corporate. May balak, may binabalak naman sa mass corporate. Pero, ano, feeling ko, ano, diba? So, exciting niya. Ayan, tapos si Fitz naman, diba, andito siya, nag-crash siya sa StreamYard natin, but isa rin si Fitz na nakikita ko na ang is also really part, he should have been part of this call na rin kasi serial entrepreneur yan. Meron yan siyang t-shirt business, may printing business, may kung ano, business. Si Fitz na.
For Fitz, kung ano yung, siguro yung last question, ano yung naging pivot naman niya since we talked to him, yun na ba, last month pa?
Last month,
Ginger has to
go. Ayan na si Fitz. Siya na yung kapalit.
Ano na?
Magpa-promote ako. Uy, check out Taxumo. Check out Taxumo. Malapit ang tax deadline. Taxumo.com. And also, follow Mommy Ginger. Yan. Nag-vlog na ako. Mag-guest kayong lahat sa aking vlog. Mag-guest kayong lahat sa vlog ko. Okay.
Thank you, Ginge.
Yeah, bye-bye, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Ginge.
Bye.
So, yon Fitz. Yun nga, yun yung topic namin kanina, yung parang pivoting eh. Parang kung ano yung pivot na ginawa. Like si Katyn, she's a network marketer. Nag-pivot siya into e-commerce. Kasi ito kami, logistics siya na natigil. Nag-pivot siya into e-commerce. Ikaw ba, sa yung mga multiple businesses, meron ka naging pivot?
Well, siguro ang pinakamalaking ginawa ko, since it was already a plan, but the quarantine has made it possible for me to execute it faster, was to turn my blog into a content network. So, dati kasi I find sponsors and advertisers sa blog ko, but since I started yung YouTube channel ko, tapos meron na rin akong podcast, and yung mga social media accounts ko, ni-strengthen ko yung followers. So, ngayon, yung ano ko, advertising rates ko, hindi na siya just for the blog, sponsored post. So, I now pitch yung content network, and I think it's a good move for me. Because a lot of brands are interested, siguro hindi lang kasi 'di ba, some people they like reading blogs, some people like watching videos, some people like listening to podcasts. So ngayon I offer them a way to reach different kinds of people through different channels. So yun yung kaya busy ako ngayon eh ng pag-aaral ng mga audio editing kasi yun yung weakness ko ngayon eh at yun yung talagang pinakawala akong alam, no? Yung podcasting.
Kaya pa-outsource ko nga sa'yo eh. Ayun.
So, and also yung I've discovered that there's potential sa live streaming, no? I've been live streaming since November but especially right now, a lot of people are trying to see the potential of live streaming. Not just to market their brands but also to make it as an income source, especially yung mga nakikita ko sa Kumu, yan kasi I'm a live streamer on Kumu na gumagaling yung mga nagla-live stream doon, mas magaling sila mambudol ng mga virtual gifts doon. And of course yung isang YouTube channel ko sa Wealth Archie, we have super chats at saka yung super stickers. And for the past several weeks, no, medyo gumagaling na rin kami mambudol ng mga super sticker tsaka super chat do sa mga nanonood sa amin. So aside from doing that, of course, I've seen brands and even mga small businesses, they're using yung mga live streaming as a channel for them to reach their audience, their community. Some are offering mga seminars, online seminars and stuff. And in my case, dati live streaming ko lang was just to build my brand, but now I am actually getting sponsors for my live stream episodes, no? So hopefully mag-spill over sa podcast. So actually I've been in talks with a couple of brands already to be sponsors sa podcast ko. So it's really exciting for me, and one of the ways na hindi ako masyadong na anxiety dito sa situation na to because I keep myself busy. So, siguro that's how I am coping sa mga nangyayari ngayon. No? So, serial entrepreneurship, yeah, masaya yan kasi you get to explore a lot of things, you get to learn new things.
Yeah. All right. Yun, I think yung Kumu, ilang, para isa yata kayo Ginger sa mga unang
kumukota si ano eh si
yeah, oh, si Ginger was the one who invited me sa Kumu. So I've been with Kumu since 2018 actually, but I became active mga mid 2019 when I was given yung featured streamer na status. So medyo may advantage yung mga featured streamer kasi mas visible sila sa timeline. And yan, since the user base of Kumu is really increasing, yung admin niya has been reaching out to mga featured streamers to do regular shows. So ako, meron ako para tuwing Monday na 6 PM, usapang pera. Basically, what I do on my live stream on YouTube is also what I do on Kumu. And yun, okay naman. If I can share, siguro mga around 3,000 to 4,000 pesos extra income din yung kinikita ko sa Kumu. Diba? Not bad for something bad. Now, ano siya eh, minimum effort, I would say, no? Ang puna mo lang doon yung laway mo, literally, kasi ba isang oras ka nagdadadaldal doon. Pero, yeah. So, it's a good source of income. I'm still thinking on how to really maximize yung mga ginagawa ko lately. But yeah, the biggest pivot I would say is leveling it up to a content network. So, pag may nakakausap akong brands, ang nakapitch talaga yung buong content network, not just the blog, not just the podcast, not just the YouTube channel.
Yeah. Iba.
Parang i-aggregate mo, i-total mo yung lahat ng followers. Malaki yun.
Yeah. May ano ka na, yung parang pinapakita mo na lang yung card na, hi, my name is Fitz and ito yung mga followers.
Yes,
ko.
Oo. May card no? Na ako. Yeah,
iba din no. Eh. Nag-date ko tuloy yung Kumu ko bigla.
So, dalawa na itatry ko ngayon, TikTok tsaka Kumu.
Oo. May TikTok din ako pero hindi siya public.
Di ba parang same audience? Di ba parang same audience na younger, ano?
Well, yeah, younger, but I think ano, personal opinion, if you want to monetize, syempre yun yung ano, ang una kong iniisip. Mas maganda mag-monetize sa Kumu and other social networks. So sa TikTok, medyo active ako sa TikTok although naka-private yung account ko. Pero it's really just for my friends and for, alam mo yun, pag gusto ko lang mag-relax. Ayan. So yung mga sayo-sayo doon, select eyes lang yung nakakakita ng mga sayo-sayo ko doon.
Sige, masubukan niya yan. So, Katyn, may bago ka nang itatry na channel, ha? Kumu naman.
Oo. Try ko okay, yan.
So, yeah.
Kumukita.
So, Katyn, so...
Parang nakaka-ano, Marv, no? Parang nakaka... Minsan, do you feel guilty na parang you guys are, well, myself included, na parang excited ka during these times? Na... You know, dapat most people medyo nade-depress na yun, pero tayo excited.
Yeah. I can relate, no. Kaya mahirap mag post ng mga masasayang bagay sa Facebook ngayon. 'Di ba? Nakakagiti.
There was positivity ka.
Oo nga, there was actually a friend. Well, ano siya, financial planner na nag-survey, no. During this quarantine, did your income stay the same? Did it go down or did it go up? So, I was one of the first who replied. So, sinabi ko na, actually, if I think about it, nag-increase yung income ko. Tapos, after a few hours, no, binalikan ko, siguro mga 80% nung nandun, bumaba. So, parang nag-guilty ako bigla. So, alam mo, that feeling na parang mahirap magsalita ngayon. But, I feel privileged and I feel fortunate that I have a lot of income streams online and I am, meron akong technical know-how on how to monetize yung mga ginagawa ko online. So, I guess I just try to be as empathic as much as I can with other people. And if I have the opportunity and the means to share yung mga ginagawa ko sa iba, yung ginagawa ko, I always try to encourage people to get out of their comfort zone and explore new things, no? If you know me 5 years ago, hindi nga ako nagpo-post ng selfie sa Instagram eh, di ba? Camera shy ako, pero ngayon, medyo makapalit.
Pinapalo ko yun si Fitz 2009 pa eh.
Yan, di ba? So, yun.
Yeah, siguro, i-direct mo lang sila sa website mo. Ang dami nilang makikita doon na that you're really sharing yung mga tips mo on how people can earn income. In fact, yung recently for my company, ay nag-research ako vending machines. Sino yung mga nasa top na lumabas? Siyempre,
alam ko.
Anong year pa ba na ano yun?
I think mga 2010 pa yun, 2011.
Alam mo, Fit, ano dapat baguhin mo na yung name ng website mo?
Ano na?
Kasi di ba ready to be rich, di ba?
Oo.
Dapat ngayon ready to be fit.
Pwede, pwede. Yan. Actually, sa dalas ko mag-livestream ngayon, may mga handa akong mga cards. Cards talaga. Ayan. Yeah. So sa mga gustong
makita.
Pwede yung strategy eh.
They can go to readytoberich.com. Yan yung portal ko. Of course, nandyan yung lahat ng links papunta sa mga vlog ko, YouTube channel ko. So if they want to check out my YouTube, if this is what I'm trying to build right now, yung Ready to Be Rich YT. Yeah.
Iba pa yun sa Wealth Archie? Iba pa?
Yeah, sa Wealth Archie din. Yeah. But, ano na eh, it's already steadily growing. So I'm trying to build another one yung sa YouTube. Siyempre, di ba, multiple sources.
Iba.
Yeah. And of course, my podcast. Ayan, 80%.
Yan, guys, maganda yan. Napakinggan ka na yan.
Yan, salamat. Yun. Ganun ako kahanda kasi almost everyday meron akong live stream. So, meron akong mga cards.
Alright. So, thank you. Thank you.
Ayun, no?
Dinaalala ko lang sa surface ng first time ko siya na-meet nung workshop mo, Marv. Sa WordPress, sinasabi niyo dati, parang you can create websites, you can create blogs, and then sell it. Tapos if you're thinking of like doing financial niche, kasi kakonti pa lang, parang 2015 ba yun? 2016, sabi niya, kakonti pa lang yung nagbo-vlog about that. Yun, magtanong lang daw sa kanya. So, yun nga, sobrang, ano yan, ako subscriber din ako ni Surface. Nung nagsusulat ako for financial articles, sa kanya rin ako tumitingin ng mga content.
Broad fits kasi. Broad fits.
Iba. Iba talaga.
Alright. So, ikaw naman, Katyn, can you tell our viewers paano nila ikaw makakontakt? Or nag-freeze ka yata eh, Katyn. Ayan. Uy.
Yes.
Ano nga rin? Parang nag-disappear.
Magic. Yun daw ang TikTok. Yun yung magic ng transition ng TikTok.
Ayan. Nag-freeze ka na naman, Katyn. Si Shoden, totoo ba yan, Shoden?
Joke lang.
Yan, Katyn. Anything to promote? How can people reach to you? Reach out to you?
Si Katyn yung magaling mag-freeze.
Oo nga. Nag-freeze na siya, yan.
Ayan.
Yan.
Marv, I have to go kasi meron pa isang live stream I have to prepare. So, sige. Thank you everyone, guys. No? Nice meeting you guys. Sige. Bye.
Bye, Pete.
Bye.
Yan na, Katyn?
Sorry, ang pangit ng ano ko, signal ko. I don't know why.
Ah, yeah.
What's it again, Marv?
How can people reach you?
Okay.
Promote your websites?
Yeah, so follow me on TikTok. Katyn Guts at in TikTok. And then you check out my website, yung Shopify namin. It's thewellnesshubph.com. Yun.
Alright.
Nakuha mo yung thewellnesshubph? Grabe ah.
The Wellness Hub PH. Okay. Wala na kasi yung The Wellness Hub lang eh.
Galing ah. Ito guys, yung website ni Katyn, thewellnesshubph.com. Nandiyan na sa yun.
Yes. Hindi bot yung mga pausap mo dyan. Talagang ako lang yan. At yung husband ko.
Kao H, anything to promote? How can people reach you?
Yeah, just maybe follow ano yung Facebook page ko, Herline Sumook, and then Home-Based Mama. So I have a blog na you can visit. It's Home-Based Mama, MOMMA.com. And ano, please also visit our events venue, Casa Bella Events Place. Every Wednesday and every Wednesday and Friday, meron kami mga live that talks about like yung sa events industry and then digital marketing. So please watch out for upcoming ano din workshops din.
Yes. All right. Sure.
Wow.
Hey, you know. Ayun, na pinuntahan ko yung The Wellness Hub eh. Tapos,
ako din eh, tinitingnan.
Nakatuwa yung mga binibenta nila dyan. Kasi, yun nga, mukhang in demand talaga to kasi mga UVC lamps eh. Like, panglinis talaga. So, yun. Anong gagawin ko mga kalimag? Mag-thank you lang, di ba?
Website? Or...
yung ano ko, yung website ko is dennisabad.com. Tapos, yun, meron din kaming isa pang business yung shoot practical videos. It's actually a videography school na nagtuturo how to tell better people stories. It's something I co-founded a few years ago. And although ngayon wala siyang physical classes kasi classroom talaga siya na type of system, meron siyang mga online na offerings na rin. So stay tuned. Nag-pivot na rin yung business na yun.
Ayun. Pag-usapan natin yan next time. So, yeah, guys, thank you. Thank you very much, Katin, H, and
thank
Sheldon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katin.
Thank you.
Ay, kita. Ipipm kita.
Sige lang. Ayan, may habol.
Yung push.
Akala ko may mag-bomb na naman sa atin.
Purposeful and uplifting side hustling for working women. So it's a group I founded. Medyo konti pa lang kami dyan. And I share tips on people who want, or women who are working, who want to pivot, word for the day, into having a business. Yes. Yun. Any small right. business, I promote them. Yun.
Sige. So yung lahat ng mga links, we'll put that sa blog, sa freelanceblend.com. And then, please join our group, samahangroup.org, where we talk about yung how we can support small businesses during this COVID season. And please also subscribe sa Freelance Blend podcast, freelanceblend.com. It's available sa Spotify, iTunes, etc. Just search for Freelance Blend. Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had fun, Mark. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.